Extracts from letters written on behalf of the Universal House of Justice. 98. One of the vital functions of the Protection Boards is the deepening of the Friends' knowledge of the Covenant and increasing their love and loyalty to it, and fostering the spirit of love and unity within the Baha'i community. It is the duty of local and national spiritual assemblies to refer to the auxiliary board members for protection matters which may involve not only possible covenant breaking, but also problems of disunity within the community, the removal of voting rights, or any other matters in which you feel the guidance and advice of the protection boards may be helpful to the institutions of the faith. The auxiliary board members, of course, keep the Continental Board of Councillors informed, and the councillors then take whatever steps they feel are called for. You are free at any time to refer to the Continental Board of Councillors and the auxiliary board members for protection any matters about which you are not clear involving the security of the faith in your area, and you will always find them willing to assist you in dealing with such problems. 99. Hostility to the faith is something all Baha'is can expect. How we react to it is of great importance. You are urged to avoid confrontation and dissension. These would tend to increase the antagonism. Maintain a dignified and friendly attitude, and in order to put forward well-founded reasoning where indicated, make a point of becoming better informed about issues affecting Christianity and the Baha'i faith. 100. As the faith becomes known, we can expect opposition and persecution. Nevertheless, in our presentations and relationships, we should always try to build bridges so that our beautiful teachings can be understood and accepted, and the power which they have to establish unity amongst men will be exemplified.